I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday, which means the week is almost over. That's right. And tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. What's better than that? Get your questions emailed into Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We're going to have a blast tonight. I've got Ryan Gerdusky coming on the show. He works a lot with schools and taking back schools, and he has some hard stuff for us to hear. He's coming on an hour and a half from now. He has what I believe are some hard truths for you and me to hear. So that's coming. Yeah, we'll talk about we'll talk about Joe Biden today. Or just killing it out there.
We stand up to the bullies of the world, the autocrats and dictators. We stand up for those who are ready to unite. Unite with us, United States of America.
We'll talk about that. Gas prices. We're going to talk a lot about kids, the kind of country we are, how this happened, our mentality, all that's coming up tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to talk about something frank with you first. I feel as if we've missed something critical on the right. And I don't know how we missed it, but I feel like we most definitely missed it because we've been talking all week, and we're going to talk a lot about this again tonight, about the whole Disney stuff and the Florida bill and the grooming of children that's going on in this country. And we've been talking a lot about that. We're going to keep talking about it. And all that stuff's legit. The stuff we have to talk about. But I always try to find the reasons. I always try to find the why. I find the why is most important. And it's easy if I was to bring up this disgusting grooming of children. It's easy to point at some circus freak teacher with 9,000 piercings in their face explaining why they want to pervert your kindergartner. It's easy to point your finger at them and say, there, that freak, that's the problem. Or, look, hey, it's easy, especially right now, they're giving you all kinds of stuff. It's easy right now to point at the various parts of our culture. It's definitely our entertainment culture. And point at them and say, there, that's the problem. Like this person. This is an executive producer making the shows your child watches with that Disney Plus subscription you have. It's easy to point at this person and say, there, that's the problem.
I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. The showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and, like, our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. And so, like, I feel like I felt like it was, I mean, like, maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess, like, something must have happened in the last, like they're turning it around, they're going hard. And then all that, like, momentum that I felt, like, that sense of, I don't have to be afraid. Let's have these two characters kiss. Let's, in the background, this, like, I was just.
Okay, you get the idea. You've heard it before. I'll play it again tonight. It's easy to point your finger at that person and say, there, they're the problem. That's the problem. But let me ask you something. Let's say I go on an African safari, something I've always wanted to do. I don't know if that'll ever work out now. I don't know if the time will ever work out, and who knows with the vaccine stuff and the world's going crazy. And I don't know if that'll ever work out, but I've always wanted to go on an African safari. I don't even need to hunt. I mean, hunting might be fun, but really, I want to go see them. I want to go see the animals. I want to go see all that beauty. I want to go see all that. But if I go on an African safari, and let's say I take my youngest son, Luke, 11 years old. Luke and I were going on safari, baby. And let's say we come across a pride of lions in a little tussle with a bunch of hyenas over a dead animal. And as we're looking at this, we're in a Jeep. I tell Luke, hey, Luke, go over there, pet one of those lions. And I kick him out of the Jeep, and he starts walking over to pet the lions, and then Luke ends up as lion poop in a couple days. Is it the lion's fault? Is it the fault of that dirty lion? How could he do that? That's morally wrong. He's attacking my child. The lion is doing what the lion does. Are we looking at this the wrong way? Are we looking at this as the failure of them when really it's the failure of us? Again, I know you've heard it. I've played it for you. This is the Disney corporate president.
I'm here as a mother of...
Hold on one second. Before I play this, I want to do this. I want you, while this woman talks, I want you to have an honest self-examination. If you have kids, grandkids, I want you to ask yourself how much Disney content, especially modern Disney content, your kids have consumed. And I'm not pointing my finger at you. I'm guilty. I've had a Disney Plus subscription. We don't anymore. We've canceled it. I told you, I've been to Disney World. I've been to the latest Disney movies. I'm talking to me as much as I'm talking to you. Listen to this freak. And let me ask you, is this her fault, what has happened to kids in this country, or is it my fault?
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually, one transgender child and one pansexual child. And that was the thing that really got me. I have heard so much from so many of my colleagues over the course of the last couple of weeks. I feel a responsibility to speak, not just for myself, but for them. To all of us, we had an open.
Okay, I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'll play the whole thing later on. But look, let's set Disney aside. Set the teachers' bills aside. I was talking with somebody, one of my friends this morning. You would know him. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We were talking by text message about the state of the country and the state of our children, and we just had a frank conversation about this. About is our country defensible now? Now, hold on. I know that can be, people can take that offensively, right? I know you love the country. You would not be listening to my show if you didn't. I know. Is America in its current form defensible? Maybe you're saying yes. Let me ask you something. Would you fight for Afghanistan? Do you find Afghanistan and their culture to be defensible? Keep in mind, I know you already know this. They don't allow little girls to go to school anymore. Little girls not allowed to go learn how to read. I know you probably already know this, and believe me, I'm going to be very, very benign as I describe this, but you do understand that this is a culture, portions of it, not all the country, I don't want to indict the whole country, but there are major portions of Afghanistan culture where young boys are sold, basically, as... entertainment, we'll just put it that way, for other men. They put makeup on them. It's the worst, most depraved thing you've ever heard in your life. You look at that and you want to vomit in your trash can and throw something at the radio and say, that's an evil place. Who could defend that? And I would say, you're right. What if I told you there was a country on this planet where doctors could take a 12-year-old boy in with the encouragement of his parents and put him under anesthesia and take a scalpel and slice off his twig and bits and then inject him with hormones. And not only will that doctor not face a firing squad for doing that, that doctor will get paid for it. What would you say about that country? What would you say about it? What if I was to tell you there was a country out there that had this huge morning show called Good Morning America? And this Good Morning America they featured a, I believe he was 11-year-old child drag queen who came out dressed like a loose woman dancing, and the hosts were clapping and cheering. What would you say about that country? What if there was a country out there? What if that same country? What if it had killed about 50 million unborn babies? Ladies, has it pregnant, doesn't want to have a child? Hey, come on into the doctor's office. We got you covered. I got my Thanksgiving turkey carver right here. We will take care of that for you. What would you say about that country? And if you would say that country has lost its way, why? You can point to them all you want, and I can point to them all you want, all I want, and we do. They're wrong. They're evil. That's terrible. You shouldn't do this. And all that's true. If I drop my son off in front of the lions and he gets eaten by the lions, it's not the fault of the lions. It's my fault. We have not done near enough to protect our children in this country. And that's a fact. Now, I'm going to go into a little bit of why that's the case here in a second. Let me get to a quick email first. We're going to do some emails tonight. Take some phone calls later in the show. Don't call yet. All that and more. But this email says, "Dear Shogun, you finally broke me. I bought the Mantis X, which I love. And I'm in the process of getting some gold," he says. All right, look. We get these all the time about Mantis X. And what people don't realize, when I tell you about Mantis X, it attaches to your weapon, whatever weapon you're using. You dry fire practice in your home. What I don't think people understand is it's not just target practice. Oh, I'll just set my phone over there and squeeze the trigger, and oh, that one went a little to the right. I'll have to make some adjustments. No, no, no. You get feedback. You're getting instructions. They're putting you through drills. It's like having a personal firearm instructor in your home. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. Practice right in your home. Don't shoot around. Don't spend a nickel on a gallon of gas. MantisX.com. Practice this weekend.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and look, I'm gonna get back to this here in just a second about why we failed, how we failed, but I just saw this real quick. I just wanted to bring this up real fast. Remember a couple nights ago, we talked about, do we actually care enough to do something about the problems we have? And we went through problem after problem after problem, you know, like the border. I want the border secure. Okay, do you want government to kick in people's doors and arrest and deport entire families, including kids? Because that's the only way you're going to secure the border, right? We had a harsh discussion a couple nights ago about reality of it. And I just saw this quick headline. I wanted to bring it up before I get back to it. New York City clears 239 homeless camps. And people were mad. They're very, very mad. Eric Adams actually got asked about it. They're mad about it.
Mayor Eric Adams insists the shelter system is improving as he orders police and other agencies to clear out nearly 200 homeless encampments like this one in Brooklyn.
You're kicking us while we're already down. It's a nightmare. I've been in numerous shelter systems. There's people bidding. It's like they're in prison.
What the f***? I didn't want more Eric Adams. What's going on? The homeless people.
Do you get the idea? Okay, well, how many of those people walked around a place like New York and complained about the homeless people? People say they want problems solved, but they don't want to actually solve the problem. Which brings me right back to my point. Right back to what we were talking about, in case you missed it in the open. We were talking about how we blame teachers, you know, these crazy nutball teachers now for grooming kids. We blame Disney. We blame the communists over and over again. Well, the communist kills. The communist destroys. That's what the communist does. He worships a religion of destruction. If he has been allowed to grab such a powerful place in a once free country, is it the communists' fault or is it our fault? And do we want to actually solve that problem? You've heard my sky is green theory before, but I realize we have a bunch of new listeners, so I'm going to say it again because I think even though it's my theory, I think even I didn't necessarily take the right lesson from the theory. And this is how it goes. Let's say the system woke up tomorrow. Remember what I call the system, the fact that they all believe the same things now. All our cultural institutions, it's become a system. Entertainment says the same thing the government does, says the same thing as the CDC, says the same thing as education, says the same thing as the NFL, says the same thing as the corporate world. And they all repeat the same thing, right? So let's say the system, for whatever reason, woke up tomorrow morning and wanted you to believe the sky is green. And you would laugh. Maybe you're laughing right now. Yeah, see, that's ridiculous. I'm looking up right now. Everyone can see it's blue. But I want you to remember. I want you to remember how powerful they are and how much of our society believe outright lies. Think about it. Think about what you would see. You'd turn on the news channel, even maybe, quote, right-wing news channels. And you'd see expert after expert after expert saying, no, I mean, you think it's blue, but that's your eyes deceiving you. I've done some studies from Harvard and Yale, and then the studies, you know what it would be. Hollywood would put out movies in the sky, maybe not right at first, but it would slowly be getting greener. They would just use the computer to shade it. You know I'm right. The latest sports star, because he doesn't want to lose his Nike deal. He put out an Instagram video. Hey, man, it's wild. Look at this green sky. Anyway, got to go shoot some hoops. We got the Lakers tonight. Your kids' teachers would begin teaching it in school as if it's just a basic fact. Oh, yeah, the sky's green. What do you mean it's blue? What's wrong with your eyes? Can we get Timmy's eyes checked? If you wanted to enter various fields, including medicine and whatnot, you would have to write down on your college papers that, yes, I acknowledge the sky is green. It would be everywhere you turn. There'd be billboards. It'd be over and over and over and over and over again until a portion of this society would absolutely believe the sky is green. Probably the same people who believe that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. The same people who believe that Brett Kavanaugh was an alcoholic gang rapist. The same people who believe that getting the COVID vaccine actually stops the spread of COVID. All those same people would believe it. Okay, but that's always where I've gone with the sky is green theory. But here's what I think I've missed. The theory still holds up today, but what I've missed is this. The real crime there isn't the system itself being that corrupt. I mean, that's a crime. It's terrible, isn't it? It's awful. It's not that the system is that corrupt. That's not the real crime. And it's not the scumbags and idiots who believe the lies. You know, a lot of people are really genuinely evil, but set them aside. Let's just talk about the idiots. But some people are just gullible. You know people like this. You're probably related to people like this. They just buy whatever you sell them. But what if it's not the system? What if it's not the evil people? What if it's not the dollar's fault? What if it's the problem of all the people in the country who would look up and look at that blue sky and know the truth and remain silent? If we are now a country where people like this educate our children, I think it's my fault.
I just want to go ahead and state that I would rather lose my job than out one of my students to their families. Being a safe person in a safe place for kids that don't have that at home is one of the best parts of being a teacher. So yeah, I'm not doing it. I don't know. Fire me, sue me, take me to jail. I'm not doing it.
Why isn't she in jail? Why isn't she? Does that make you uncomfortable? Jesse, we can't do that, really. Have you seen what's happened to our nation's youth? Have you seen the levels of depression, anxiety? Have you looked? When's the last time you looked at the suicide rates for children in this country? We are taking our most precious, innocent, defenseless people, and we've handed them over to wolves, and we're then blaming the wolves when they get eaten. Maybe it's our fault. And believe me when I tell you, I am pointing a finger at me as much as I am anywhere else. Maybe, just maybe, we've been far too kind, far too silent, far too understanding with people who despise us and want us destroyed. You know I'm right. And I know that's hard to hear. And I know the solutions to these things are hard to hear. Jesse, we shouldn't be arresting teachers who push this stuff. Yes, we should. I don't want homeless people in New York. It's crazy. Whoa, they're clearing out the homeless camps? It's time to start clearing some stuff out of this society. now.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, we are going to, you know what, we're going to get to some phone calls later on in the show. Don't call yet, because no, when we get to phone calls, we're not talking about politics. Believe me, we're not. I've decided that we're going to do very few of the phone calls where we're talking about politics, because I don't take many phone calls anyway, but doesn't mean you don't get a voice here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, ask me anything. Doesn't have to be political. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. The entire show is your questions. Boy, are we are definitely serious about taking this culture back, right? We have had enough. We're going to start playing offense and encroaching in their territory. Headline from Newsweek. Fox News touts Caitlyn Jenner as an inspiration and announces she's hired. Man, we are principled, aren't we? We certainly are ready to stand up to the madness in this country, aren't we? Gosh. All right, let's get to Biden today. You know, I was going to get to emails. I realized we should talk about Joe Biden today. Why not? I mean, why not? This is Joe Biden today. Are you hurting about gas prices? Last time you filled up your car, did you enjoy that experience? Well, don't worry. We got solutions.
I mean, under my plan, which is before the Congress now, we can take advantage of the next generation of electric vehicles that a typical driver will save about $80 a month from not having to pay gas at the pump.
Hold on. I just want to make sure I understand this correctly, Chris. Maybe you can clear this up. So if people are mad that they can't afford $5-6 a gallon gas, the solution for that is to go out and buy an electric vehicle. On average, they cost $57,000. Oh, and didn't I mention that because of the chip shortages in electric vehicles, you are paying pretty much full price on any new vehicle right now. Why? Because there's such a supply chain shortage, they don't have to give you a dime of a discount. Have you noticed you don't see all these car commercials now with this steal, look at this steal of a deal. Why do you think that is? Because they don't have to spend money or offer you a deal. If you want a new car, you will pay full price. Chris, would you do me a favor and look up? I don't need a fancy one. I want to make sure this is an accurate experiment. I want you to look up just a base model of a brand new Tesla and tell me exactly what that Tesla costs. Because this is, you want to talk about the sky is green.
I mean, under my plan, which is before the Congress now, we can take advantage of the next generation of electric vehicles that a typical driver will save about $80 a month from not having to pay gas at the pump.
Don't worry, man. Just buy an electric car. That's $6 a gallon gas breaking in. Just buy an electric car. Oh, gosh. Oh, we are in trouble. Remember this. They're not actually mad. They're not actually mad about gas prices. We talk about this all the time. The destruction is intentional. I mean, they're not mad about gas prices. They're mad that you're mad about it. They just don't want you to blame them. Look, I have a headline right here. I believe this is Wall Street Journal. It is. The headline is, how high energy prices could help both the climate and the country. What, Chris? Oh, if you buy a new Tesla, you'll pay over $50,000, Chris tells me, and it'll be delivered in parts in August. Yeah, quit whining about gas prices. Just get your Tesla delivered to you in pieces. I don't know what you're complaining about. Remember, the destruction is intentional, and we allowed this to happen. Good people standing by allowed this to happen. And I need to be clear, I'm not saying we're all terrible people because we allowed this to happen. I'm saying our mentality of, hey, just go to work, work hard, raise a family, don't get involved in this, don't get involved in that. That is what got us. That is what has brought us to this place. How do you end up with a person like this as vice president? Well, enough people weren't involved.
We also recognize, just as it has been in the United States for Jamaica, one of the issues that has been presented as an issue that is economic in the way of its impact has been the pandemic. So to that end, we are announcing today also that we will assist Jamaica in COVID recovery by assisting in terms of the recovery efforts in Jamaica that have been essential to, I believe, what is necessary to strengthen not only the issue of public health, but also the economy.
What does any of that mean? Who writes this woman's stuff? All right, you know, we're getting to some emails here. Remember, you can download the show if you missed any part of it at iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Dear Shogun, you finally broke me about the Man of Sex. I read that before. He said, what are your favorite guns that you shoot or have previously shot? Favorite pistol, favorite rifle, favorite shotgun, favorite tank? I'm realizing some triggers are very inferior that drag me down and make me look better than I am. What say you? So he says, say my name, Shogun Daddy. His name is Steve. Okay. Favorite pistol. My old man had I think he still has it. He had a 45 Magnum with a 6.5-inch barrel. And I don't believe actually in carrying revolvers. I love the reliability of them. I have revolvers. But look, when you're talking about 6 or 7 shots versus 17, there's no comparison. But when you shoot a hand cannon like that, there's something that just feels awesome about it. As far as my other favorite weapon I've ever shot, MP5. If you ever get the chance, it doesn't have to be an MP5, but if you ever get the chance to shoot, not one of these civilian ones, but a fully automatic MP5, you need to go do it. And they have these places everywhere. No matter where you are, there is somewhere close to you where you can go down and you can pay to rent one of these. And you got to buy the ammo, though. That's expensive. And you can go shoot one. We got them. It doesn't matter. We have them all over the place here in Texas. But maybe you're saying to yourself, Jesse, I'm in New York. There's nowhere. I guarantee there is. They're everywhere. They're all over the place. But what it is it's essentially, I realize I may be talking to people who don't know what one is. I want you to picture a rifle, only a short one. All right. This is a, I don't want to call it an SMG because that may be talking past some people. This is a shorter rifle that shoots a very light round. Now, remember, the heaviness of the weapon and the size of the round is going to determine how much that weapon kicks on you, really, when you shoot it. There are other factors involved, but basically those are the things. Well, it's a rifle, a short one, but it's a rifle, carbine specifically, but it shoots a pistol round. It shoots like that same round that you see cops walking around, right, with a little 9mm on their hip. It shoots that. And so if you have, let's say, 30-round magazine in it, you can put all 30 rounds pretty close to where you want to put them. And you feel like you're in the movies when you do that stuff. You do. All right. Look, we have a lot more coming up tonight. Remember, Ryan Gerdusky is going to join me about 45 minutes, I would say, from now. He has thoughts on schools and this degeneracy we've seen in schools. And specifically, I've been talking about this all show. He's talking about ways we've failed and ways we need to improve. And it may be hard for us to hear. It may be hard for you to hear. It may be hard for me to hear. It's not easy having these discussions. Hey, here's all the ways you screwed up. You know, it's not easy. But I think it's important that we do hear these things. Don't you? I don't want this to continue. I want these people to go back to being afraid and ashamed and in hiding instead of controlling every single part of our society and pushing this filth everywhere they go. That's what we're supposed to be. So we're going to talk to Ryan about that next. Well, I just lied to you. We're not going to talk to Ryan about it next. We're going to talk to Ryan about it about 45 minutes from now. And we're going to talk about something else next that is applicable to you, very specifically to you and me, really all of us. Before we do that, personal protection is applicable to you. How many other headlines do you need to look at? This person stabbed, this person shot, this person thrown in front of a subway, this car lit on fire. How many horrible headlines do you need to read in the New York Post before you go get a hero gun? Go to hero2020.com and get one. It's a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper ball projectiles over 100 miles per hour. When they hit, it hurts. And then they explode and they just engulf you in this chemical pepper cloud. This thing has saved lives and it could save yours. Maybe your wife's, your husband's, your daughter, your mom. Stop looking at the headlines and cringing saying this has to stop. Start making sure it can't happen to you. You don't need a concealed carry permit. It's got a laser sight. Anyone can use it. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse for a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
No, I stand my ground. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. Get your questions into Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Let's get to this one. Jesse, I'm a 61-year-old truck driver delivering building material to the jungle known as New York City. The war in Ukraine is not going so well for Biden, is it? The American people are starting to rekindle their feelings of patriotism, realizing that freedom has to be fought for if you want to keep it. The government is rooting for Russia here. Freedom cannot win over there. I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. Nothing the administration does is due to poor judgment. Why does everyone still call them Democrats? They're communists, so on and so forth. Let's talk about this for a moment before I get back to what I was going to talk about something that affects all of us here. The Russia-Ukraine thing. It's not going well for the Biden administration because the Biden administration wanted a huge percentage of the country to rally around the president. Remember, they even tried right off the bat. Hey, just rally around Joe. No more partisan politics. Just rally around Joe. Well, no. No, you see, they don't understand what's happened. As the communists have gained more and more power, they do what they do, and that's use the power. They're not like the right. They don't sit on power. They don't feel like they're better people if they stop themselves from using power. That they view power as being only worth it if you do use it. And so in recent years, they have infected all our cultural institutions. And by doing that, they've made it clear to a huge percentage of the country that they think you're the enemy. I mean, it wasn't long ago. Look, this goes unnoticed now. People won't even bring it up now. But you really have to understand how jaw-dropping it was for the president of the United States of America to repeatedly point to the American people and call COVID the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Even if he believed that, even if you believe that, maybe you're sitting there right now and you believe that, you have to understand presidents don't do that. They don't point at their own country and say, you, it's your fault.
People on their deathbeds among the unvaccinated over the past few weeks. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Said it time and time again. That is a jaw-dropping thing for the president to say. You, all you Americans, you're the enemy. This is your fault. They've gotten so comfortable doing it now. Well, they didn't realize what was happening, but they've done it for so long, and you're a Nazi, and you're a white supremacist, and you're causing the pandemic, and you're doing... They've done this for so long that now, well, we agree. We are the enemy. We are your enemy. There's no rallying around Joe Biden. I'm not rallying around Joe Biden. Screw Joe Biden. You sat there and pointed your finger at me, and not only did you blame me for a pandemic, you tried to have me fired. You blame me for a pandemic and tried to have me fired. Rally around Joe Biden? No. That's not how that works at all. That's not, you don't get to pee in my tennis shoes and then have me thank you for it. That's not happening, ever. What, Chris? Is that not a saying? I think that might be a saying. Well, it is now, Chris, because I decided it is. No, I know that saying about, I know that saying, Chris. Gosh. Well, look, obviously, I understand there's more economic news today, too. And I thought about focusing some on that because the inflation numbers are really, really bad. And they keep spending money. That's the thing. It's not like inflation's bad and they're cutting back. And we just got to get through this little bit and they'll be better. I mean, they're still spending money, a lot of money. Just take steps to protect yourself like we've talked about. All right. Call Oxford Gold Group, 833-995-GOLD. Call Oxford Gold Group and have them deliver gold to your front door. Again, just tell them Jesse told you to call. They make it easy. They're totally laid back. Don't feel bad. Well, I'm not buying very much. Man, just get something. Get something of tangible value these people can't wreck, all right? 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call. Oxford Gold Group, for gold you can hold, all right? Get some more emails. Hey, Jesse, I'm on an army trip away from family for 2 weeks. Lots of people brought their laptops for movies and whatnot. Not me. I have the Jesse Kelly Show and a cribbage board. He says, loves the show, buddy. Well, what, Chris? That's awesome. Dear Muffles Punter, that's not very nice. I'm 13 years old and listen to the show with my parents. We're very conservative, except my grandmother is liberal. Almost every time I see her, she talks about getting me into college and how proud she will be. She even has a little piggy bank she fills up with change for college funds for me and my siblings. I do not want to go to college. I want to be a welder or elevator mechanic or fix air conditioners. I won't need to tell her for a long time, but when I'll have to, I'll need a way to tell her that her piggy bank was a big waste of time without her going berserk. He said, best regards, says I can say his name. His name is Ben. What, Chris? Chris, grandma's not going to go for that. Chris said, well, he still needs money for trade school. You don't need a ton of money for trade school, and grandma's not going to go for that at all. Look, I'll tell you what. Said I can say his name. His name is Ben. Ben, whenever you get old enough and you have that conversation with grandma, may I humbly suggest you simply say, grandma, I know you're mad. Not going to college. I'm going to go learn how to be an electrician. Heating, air conditioning, mechanic, welder, like you pointed out, whatever. I know you're mad now, Grandma, but I'll tell you what. 10 years from now, if you're still alive, Grandma, I'm going to bring you my pay stubs, and then you can tell me whether or not you're mad. Because let me tell you something, everybody out there listening right now, if you're not sure about college, not sure about sending your kid to college, maybe it's you thinking about going to college and you think, wow, maybe I could be an elevator mechanic or a welder or get into HVAC or electrician, any of these things. And you're saying to yourself, man, I'm not sure about it. You know, all the richest guys I know are plumbers and electricians and HVAC guys, right? Like all of them. They start their own business by the age of 30, 31, 32. Because by then they have like 10 years of experience. They know what they're doing. You'll end up getting yourself a little truck with your business name on the side. That'll probably turn into two or three trucks. Lots of these guys don't even have offices anymore because you don't need one. And soon, grandma was mad you didn't go. I can't believe he didn't go to New York University like I did. Yeah, grandma was mad, except when you go visit grandma in your brand new Mercedes with some dime sitting beside you and you just got out of your heated pool that's at your house, grandma might be a little bit more understanding. He did finish it, Chris, by saying he needs some Frito Bandito.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you.
I think that's about enough of that. All right. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We still have my friend Ryan Gerdusky coming on about 30 minutes from now, I would guess, 30 minutes from now. He is going to be talking to us, having hard conversations with us about schools and how we lost them and why we lost them. But he's also going to give us solutions for getting them back. He runs a PAC that's a nationwide PAC that's getting involved in school board races and winning. So Ryan Gerdusky, 30 minutes from now. All right. We're going to have some more fun.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.